Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. Remember, tomorrow morning we're on site, CL City, New Jersey, with Jason Kelce. We will be honoring him all day, Alan. We'll be talking a lot of Eagles tomorrow morning, even though the Phillies are playing tonight. But right yep. now, I'm ready to make this statement. This is a rash statement. It's about time somebody said this. A lot of people are in the sports radio talk show game. Number one, in my estimation, doing the finest job in all of America. Is at 92.9 The Game. Also works at CBS Sports Radio. Number one, the best sports talk show host in America, is our friend Carl Dukes. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Angelo, Al, and Rhea. Good morning, Philly.
You're number one, Carl. We love you. In fact, all we do now is try to come up with excuses to book you.
Well, I love it. You know what? You guys boost my ego. It makes me feel good. And to be quite honest, you are telling the truth. So go ahead.
All right, good. Carl, here's the thing. So we got, you know, on Saturday night, Bryce Harper took a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Blake Snell right on the thumb, broke it. He's out indefinitely. And right away, the GM came out. He said, nobody should panic. This happened in Atlanta last year with Ronald Acuna, and then they won the championship. Do you see a very serious similarity in the two cases?
How can I answer this, Angelo? No. Let me tell you what the Braves did last year to get to the World Series. Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, pulled off one of the most miraculous trades, a variety of trades, to bring in veteran guys. They brought in Eddie Rosario. Nobody wanted Eddie Rosario. They brought in Jorge Soler. Nobody wanted Jorge Soler. They brought in guys that could flat out hit. Jock Peterson, who brought his pearls to Atlanta and ultimately got his ring here this last week, along with crying Freddie Freeman. Here's the deal. He made multiple moves to make the team better. In the process, about three or four guys gave you production to get you to the World Series without Ronald Acuna. That doesn't happen overnight. You better go get the right guys, and you better make sure that they can produce. All those guys produced for the Braves last year, which is why they were able to win the World Series. The only similarity is that Harper's a star, Acuna's a star, and right now Harper's out. How does Dombrowski fill the void with him being out?
All right, this is perfect, because what you're telling me is he put the pressure on himself. He said Atlanta did it. Well, Atlanta did it because their GM stepped up and made big moves. And you don't wait till August, right, Carl? You don't have them out the whole Harper's not here in July. I need some players now. Don't you make your moves now?
Angelo, this thing may get away from the Phillies. They're eight back right now, three back of the Braves. All of a sudden, let's just say, and they've been great, 18 of 24 they've won here over the last few weeks. But the fact is, if you're 10 or 11 or 15 out, by the time, you know, you're trying to make moves, it's too late. He's going to have to do something pretty quickly here, just like Alex Anthopoulos had a plan last year. He was absolutely incredible in the moves he made and bringing in the right guys.
Beautiful. Now, Carl, I want to have a little man talk here, because I know that you are a manly type. Here's what goes on. So this is Blake Snell, who you know is a punk, all right? He is a horse's ass. So this guy does this, and then all the Phillies, Harper's first reaction is to get real angry at Snell for doing this. Nobody moves an inch in the Phillies dugout to get up and defend the star player. Meanwhile, you saw that brawl with the L.A. and Seattle, right? Don't you have to get up and defend a guy when a guy has just ruined your season?
I don't understand this, Angelo. It's happened with the Braves numerous times with Ronald Acuna, who's been hit by various teams, specifically the Marlins, and nobody's running out the dugout. The only guy that has come out of the dugout is the oldest guy in the dugout, and that's Brian Snicker. I'm screaming, what are these guys doing? You got to protect your players, and I don't understand it. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if guys are not as tough as they used to be. I have no idea. But as soon as Bryce Harper was injured, the Phillies should have let everybody know that's not going to be tolerated. It's a shame, to be quite honest with you.
All right, did the Braves see the Phillies as any sort of a threat, or are they just focused on the Mets?
Well, I think they still believe they're the best team in this division. Yeah. They know the Phillies are a really good team, but I don't think they look at the Phillies like that. The Phillies don't have the starting pitching the Braves do. Charlie Morton's going tonight. His last four outings, he struck out 25, I think, in 25 or 30 innings. He's been back to Charlie Morton. Strider, this young kid that throws a lot of heat, is pitching well. Should have won on Sunday night on ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball against the Dodgers. He ends up losing because the Braves don't know how to handle, you know, late innings. The fact is, Kyle Wright, Freed, the starters are much better for the Braves than they are for the Phillies. And therefore, I don't think they fear the Phillies the way they do necessarily the Mets and the way the Mets have been playing without their two best pitchers.
All right, Carl, I got to ask you. I brought this up today. I'm having a harder time being a sports fan than I ever have before.
Why
and
that?
One of the reasons, well, it all started when the White Sox announced over the weekend that five of their star players will no longer be required to run hard. Because they didn't, he's laughing. Tony La Russa said this, that they have named the five players, and they said, we do not want them to run hard to first, even if it costs us a base, because we do not want any of our stars to get hurt. And I went, that's not the game. What are you doing? Is any of this bothering you yet, Carl?
Absolutely. What is going on, Angelo? I mean, baseball is about total effort, run out the play. Even if it's a infield single, potentially, and you know you're going to be out, you run through first base. You don't lollygag around the bases. Here's the deal. You know what else is bothering me? And I got to say this.
Yes. Well,
all this crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. It was absolutely ridiculous to see Freddie Freeman come back and cry for 3 days. 3 days. You're talking about guys not running to first base or running out the bases. That's stupid. And then Freddie Freeman comes back and can't stop crying. 3 days. Who cries for three days after leaving a team?
I was leading right to that because he's another guy. All right, so this guy has been a lifelong Brave. And then he signs a deal with the Dodgers because he plays hardball with the Braves. And then he comes back to Atlanta and he's crying like he should have never left. I don't want to root for a guy like that. That guy's a jackass.
Angelo, he couldn't even do his press conference the first day because he was so emotional. Now, listen, I get it. 12 years, you know, all the pomp and circumstance of his return. But here's the deal. This is Freddie Freeman's fault. He could have took the money the Braves offered and not been in this situation. Instead, he's got his teammates split on how they feel about him being a Dodger. And now he's let the world know, I made a mistake. I should have stayed. Well, we all knew that. You fool. You should have stayed in Atlanta. But instead, you made this decision and your agent blew it. So he comes back to town and he's crying for 3 days. Angelo, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I want this to be clear right now. Carl Dukes has demonstrated why he's the best in the business. You're 100% right. In Atlanta right now, Carl, who is the most hated sports figure? Like right now here, it's Doc Rivers. We can't take him. All right. Is there somebody in Atlanta people don't like?
Well, see, here's the thing. Yep. Freddie got a nice ovation in his first at bat. He actually got a couple of different ovations because the crowd changed, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But he obviously said, when I come back in October, if we're playing in the playoffs, no one's going to give me that kind of love. Nobody's going to give me that kind of ovation. I don't think people hate Freddie. They love him for what he did. But I don't know if there's a sports figure that jumps out at you right now that says, this guy has to go. Nate McMillan has work to do with the Hawks. Arthur Smith is too young in his career as the head coach of the Falcons to be disliked that way.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, you talk about the Braves. Well, they're coming off of a World Series. Everybody loves Brian Snicker, and everybody loves the stars and the young star power that we have. There's nobody right now like that, but Freddie got a taste of it because as soon as they gave him the standing O, they started booing him because they know he's now the enemy.
With all due respect, Carl, they're a little softer in Atlanta than they are up here. I can't lie.
No doubt.
Why I think you should probably come up here soon.
Well, you know what, Angelo? Listen, have your people call my people.
Carl, I'm leaving at the end of the year. There's going to be an opening. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean you're leaving?
I'm retired.
You can't go anywhere.
I'm retired.
No,
I'm retired. I'm very tired.
You can't go anywhere.
I'm going.
I mean, you're legendary. You can't leave yet.
My wife needs me at home, Carl.
No, she doesn't.
Why does your wife need you at home?
Because exactly. I'm the man of the house. Come on, Carl Dukes. You know how that works. Carl, my people will call your people.
I would love that. And you know what? Yep. I love Philly, and I love talking to you guys. You guys are the best. You know that. This is going to be a great series. I feel bad for Bryce Harper. And by the way, where are the Bryce Harper commercials? This guy's a megastar.
Yeah.
When is MLB going to get behind these guys and start promoting them properly making sure that the rest of the world knows who to watch and when to watch them?
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, he's got the Dairy Queen.
Perfectly said. You're right, Carl.
He's got a
we
Dairy
need...
Queen commercial?
That's all it is.
That's
I'm lactose intolerant.
Blizzard.
I don't even enjoy it. Gives me cramps. Carl Dukes, you're the best, brother. Thank you, pal.
Appreciate you, Angelo. Thank you, guys.
That guy is awesome. Man, he is so full of life and excitement out.
Phillies fans did it for Chase Utley. I found it annoying.
Why would anyone feel compassion for Freddie Freeman? What's he making, $150
million? Uh-huh.
Yeah. He took the money, and now he's crying that he took the money. Whose fault is that?
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Screw Freddie Freeman.
Apparently, it ended up getting less than what Atlanta was offering him.
Because
at the end
he
of it, right?
Got greedy.
Yeah, he pushed it
and
too far.
And then he pushed it too far, and they made a trade, and they brought another guy in to play first base, and they said, screw you.
Yeah, they haven't missed a beat.
I don't blame them. That's the way you do it. Alex Anthopoulos, a good GM.
Yeah, he's very good.
Dombrowski, your turn.
Wake up.
You're up there. Dave, it's your moment right now. Let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Yo, and so I agree with what he's saying, but Acuna got hurt July 10th. It's a similar thing. The Braves were one game under 500 last year at the All-Star break. It's possible they still make moves, but you're not going to see Ohapi traded for Benintendi because they already have MJ Melendez and Salvador Perez, who's two of the best catchers in baseball. One led the league.
All right, hold on. I got other names here. I'm not done. There's other names. I'm not ready to give you Painter. All right, Painter's too much unless I could get Benintendi long term, which I don't think I'm going to be able to get. So I'll take one of my other lesser guys. You probably know these guys better than I do. There's got to be a name. Mick Abel. Mick Abel for Andrew Benintendi. Who says no, Jason?
Or a one-year deal, he's a free agent at the end of the year. And those guys are both in high A right now, Angelo. They could be up at the end of the year or even next year. They got to make a move, but it's going to be more along the lines of like what we saw 2 days ago or yesterday with Mercado. It's possible this lineup can still rake, and the pitching staff isn't as bad as they say it is. It's really not. Look at what the bullpen's doing.
All right, but Mercado stinks. I don't want Mercado. Right? He's just that extra piece, right? And Moniak. Would anyone want Moniak?
No.
I might be ready to get rid of Moniak.
No.
He's not going anywhere. You get two bags of Utch chips.
No, he's a number one overall pick.
Oh, now you're trying to sell him, are you?
Wait a minute. Where's that dummy Klentak? Is he in Milwaukee now, Rhea?
I don't know where he is.
Find out where that dumbass is.
Angela!
We'll give Klentak Moniak again. Maybe he'll take him, Jason. How about Moniak? He's the guy that picked him first. He had anybody in the whole draft. He picked him. Let's get him over there with him again.
Awful. Well, you got the kid Derek Hall, who's a first baseman, but you're not going to... They might not even take him because they got rid of Santana and called up Vinny Passman, who's a stud.
All right. You know, I'll tell you one thing, Jason. You know this farm system very well. Could you call Dombrowski and throw a few names at him? We need a move. We need a move this week.
I don't think it's going to be with Kansas City. It's going to be with other teams, man.
All right. Whatever it takes, the GM's got to step up. Jason, give me a fat celebrity.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, you know what else? She did get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
She's heavy. 215-592-9494. Rhea will be the judge. We have five great prizes today. What is the list right now, Rhea?
All right. It is Charles Barkley, Chris Christie, Chris Farley, John Candy, John Goodman, Refrigerator Perry, James Corden, Whoopi, Ben Franklin, John Madden, Kenan Thompson, and Tony Sirigusa.
Jonesy, a question.
Yes.
I noticed in there several Johns.
and some Chris's.
Yes.
Those names of people who tend to get fat.
There's just a lot of Johns and Chris's.
All right. Thank you, Jonesy.
But just to be safe out there, if you got a kid coming, avoid John and Chris. Just, you know.
There's too many Johns and Chris's.
Too many Johns and Chris's,
Kevin,
anyway.
There's way too many Kevins.
Kevin's also potentially fat.
It's awful.
There's a lot of Al's.
What's the name of a skinny person?
Slim.
There you go.
Name your kid Slim.
Yeah.
It's the safest bet.
If he's tall, you call him Stretch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.